This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The heart and soul of the video game industry and all of its new toys has taken up residence just down the road from Marketplace Global Headquarters this week. The annual gathering, known as E3, is at the Los Angeles Convention Center. So we dug deep down into our travel budget here. Yes, we did. And we sent our very own David Weinberg to see what magical new boxes and futuristic gizmos are set to be introduced to the world.
I came to E3 with the hope of having my mind blown. After all, the promise of virtual reality was going to be delivered. And even before I entered the convention hall, people were raving about VR goggles. People like Skylar Harper.
Oh, man. You put the helmet on, bro. Whatever you look at, it's 3D, it's crazy. And you get like a little bit of motion sickness, yo. So when you're in the world, you're not even in real life. You're in a game.
I was excited to try on a pair of VR goggles, and I did, and it was cool, but it didn't blow my mind, and I wasn't alone.
So I think it's very exciting. I think it's really neat. I think it's a little scary.
Justin McElroy is managing editor of the gaming site Polygon. He's been covering E3 for 7 years. He says his great fear about virtual reality and about video games in general is that they can be an isolating experience.
When I look at something like VR, it is not a social experience. You know, almost by definition, you're closed out from the rest of the world. And there's a place for that in gaming, sure. It's just, I don't know that we need to be more cut off from everybody.
My next stop at the convention center was a giant 180-degree wraparound movie screen.
I'm not going to lie to you, Guardian. You are Earth's last hope.
I was there to see the trailer for Destiny, the most expensive video game ever made. At $500 million, its budget is nearly double that of Spider-Man 3, the most expensive movie ever made. And the trailer had lots of cool alien monsters, but nothing mind-blowing. Afterwards, I wandered over to a giant poster of Jesus holding an Xbox controller. It was an ad for GameChurch.com. Michael Bridges is the founder.
We really think that gaming is more than just a fun thing to do. It speaks to the human condition, and we're speaking still through a Christian lens, but we're not doing it in a judgmental way. We're not the morality police.
If you had to guess what Jesus' favorite video game would be, what do you think it would be?
Your favorite game, because he'd want to play with you. You know, he just wants to hang.
After talking to Bridges, I heard a rumor that the video game Gauntlet had a food truck parked outside and was handing out free turkey legs. The rumor was true. I watched a man devour a piece of charred meat about the size of his head. Next to him, a life-size tank was rolling over a taxi cab. It was kind of mind-blowing. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.